Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Penises can be funny, right?
Yeah.
Like they, like I believe that. What the problem is?
You believe that?
I will proudly say on this podcast.
Oh, yeah, please.
Welcome back to Tea Time, everyone. Today is a very exciting Tea Time episode because we are joined by not one but two amazing guests, babes.
Omen and Eden.
Oh,
look who's here. The curls have arrived.
The curls have arrived. Welcome to the pod, you guys.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. This means a lot.
You guys don't look a day over 20.
Oh my God.
And I've heard that before.
I've actually heard something different recently.
What did you
I think I heard 24 very recently, but that's what usually
happens. I don't think I heard that.
What's the skincare routine?
Yeah, what is it?
It's Accutane when you are in grade 7.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, in grade 7.
You've been
right
on Accutane
now.
For that long?
No.
Can
you imagine?
No.
Imagine? He'd have some issues.
I think it's one of those things where for most you do it once and then you're good.
Yes.
And I had to do it once and then I was good. Thankfully.
We both have been on Accutane.
Yes, we have.
Oh. And I'm just going to tell the truth, babe. Should I tell the truth?
Uh-oh.
I think we all want to hear the truth.
Spill the tea, babes. Tell the truth.
It dried me up.
Oh, yeah.
To where I was scabbing in areas.
Oh.
I don't want to know.
Oh, everywhere.
Oh, so you don't want to know. Okay. But no, literally, it really disrupted my body, but my skin is fire.
That's true.
It'll
gag your body. Like,
yes. It knocks you down to build you back up.
Yeah.
Period.
That's the thing.
That's
good. So beautiful.
Well done.
Just like this industry.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Great segue.
Right.
That was a great segue.
You're welcome. I am the queen of segues.
How about you? What's your skincare routine?
Nothing.
Period.
She wakes up like
so
that.
I never went on.
Wait, are you guys,
guys
serious? You guys don't put anything on your skin today?
No, I do face wash and moisturizer.
Okay. What is it? Just like simple over the counter stuff, or are you like a connoisseur?
Oh, I'm not.
No, she said just face wash and moisturizer.
Give me anything and I'll just.
You guys,
use it.
I'm so jealous because you know what the common denominator / the odd one out is?
Right.
Melanin.
I'm so sorry.
Melanin.
Yeah. Melanin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's okay, babes. Here you go.
You need to hear that.
Oh.
I do wash my face.
That's good.
You should.
That's good.
Let's start there. Basic hygiene is nice.
Yeah.
But to be fair, you guys are 27. I'm 30. I'm 10 years older. So it's like.
You don't
you'd
look
never
10.
Know.
I actually genuinely never would never know. Have guessed.
No.
Yeah. I was 10 when you guys were born. I was like a whole human out
there. She would have babysat you guys.
I would have totally been your babysitter.
Wait, that would have been fun.
Were you ever a babysitter?
All the time.
Oh my God. Were you a cool babysitter or were you like mom?
Were you strict?
She's a mom.
I was mom, but I was also fun. I was like,
fun mom.
I was fun mom energy. I was like, let's play games and let's order pizza and let's like paint our nails and let's braid our hair.
And let's watch Sex and the City or The Housewives, which I heard is actually one of your favorite shows.
Love The Housewives.
Oh my God. Really?
Love that. Do you watch The Housewives? Raven? Simone?
Oh yay? No.
Hilarious. Yeah. Not the yay after.
Make sure.
Well done.
No, I don't. I can't do it.
Do you watch it?
What do you mean?
Okay, so you two watch it and we don't.
Let's go back. Let's go back. You said you can't do it.
Oh, can't. Okay, so
what have you tried?
Okay, but have you tried?
I've tried. I've tried original.
Okay.
Original.
Which is
original New York?
Like original Dallas is different than original Atlanta.
Okay, so I did original Atlanta. That's
Nene.
Nene.
Yes. Phaedra.
Nene, you came to my house. We had a party. You know what's up.
Yep.
Couldn't watch it. Just because here's the problem,
right?
Oh, dear. Here's my situation. although I do agree that watching other people's drama keeps drama out of my life.
Okay. This is our theory with hoarders as well.
Exactly. Oh. If I watch it, I won't become it. Yeah.
That's what it takes, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm teetering on that one.
Okay.
But it's a lot of created drama that I just can't stomach.
She hates reality TV, period, okay. is also I mean, the thing.
Not okay. as good as
you don't like any reality. Like, you won't gag over anything.
Hoarders.
Hoarders?
Like, I like honest reality.
But how do you know Hoarders is honest? Like, what if they're just, like, showing up and making a mess?
That's a lot of work for one episode.
I don't know. There are some TikTok accounts that are, like, cleaning somebody's bathroom, and I'm like, okay, you so just threw dirt in it.
This
like,
is true. That's different.
And surely there's a way.
I feel that that's different.
Like, personally. Props crews can do crazy things these days.
This is true. This is true. Why do you love the house? Why do you both love the Housewives so much?
Because let's hear it. Because I need to be convinced.
Period.
It's... You go first, and I'm here to back you up.
Yeah.
The Housewives is nothing if not a time capsule
wow.
into America's elite class of women.
Well.
Whomst.
Well.
Whomst.
Yep.
Think that they are elite, but are slowly peeling back the curtain into the harsh reality that their eliteness is but a figment.
That's crazy.
Of their own delusion.
You ate that up. You did.
These women are hardworking. Mm-hmm. They are mothers.
They are tardy for the party.
They are tardy for a lot of parties.
All the parties.
These women raised me in ways that wow. I don't even know if I could put into words.
Understood.
Is this deep. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, however, I'm not talking about the Real Housewives of Dallas, which sucked.
Oh.
You're talking about here. Potomac.
I'm talking about Potomac.
Yeah, yeah. I could feel
And I'm
that.
Talking about Atlanta.
Yeah.
And most specifically, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Okay.
Which I assume you haven't tried.
She has
I don't
not.
Know if you'd like it.
Do you have any phrase, like a niche housewife phrase that has been said that you use now? Because yes. I have a few.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Can yeah,
I
you
feel
share
like
them?
You quote a lot.
I quote Nene and Phaedra yeah. from Atlanta all the time. Phaedra. One time, Apollo, her husband, was coming right. at her with, like, a hammer.
Okay, we'll start there.
This Naturally. Is real. Now,
that's real.
You have to put
that,
yourself
this
into...
Is real. No,
this is
real.
This is real. Now, it's the Real Housewives.
This is real. You real. Have it's to, yeah. real.
We have to root ourselves in the socioeconomical context that this scene was
Don't
happening
you,
in.
No, of Don't course.
You, okay?
No, of course.
Okay, because Apollo was going to jail.
Yes,
and,
he was.
And he was upset because Phaedra was like about to call the cops on him because
wow.
he was like okay. he was supposed to show up to jail that day
to turn himself in
and he wasn't gonna go and now
and she's a lawyer
and she's a lawyer
yeah
and the cameras are at their house and they're filming and he is like upset about this and
that
so
he
like picked up a hammer I guess for some reason and then he was like walking towards her very aggressively and then Phaedra very iconically says Apollo go away from me with this.
Yep.
Oh my God.
This
with
being
this
the hammer.
Right,
the
right.
hammer. And so I say that, for example, if I get an email that I don't want to receive,
go away.
Go away,
go
with
away
with
from
this.
Me with this.
Yes. I have Dorinda's, and I make it nice. And I make
and
it,
I
love
it. Nice.
I made it nice. I yeah. love Luann's. Mm. Oh, don't be all uncool. Like, be
I
cool.
See that
don't
all
be
all. The time.
Yeah, that's such a good one.
Yeah.
Also,
right.
Nene.
I see that too.
When
yeah.
Nene goes, do you remember when she saw the white refrigerator and she goes, oh, not the white
not
fridge.
Because
she goes, not a white refrigerator. Like, girl, get your shoes. We're going to go buy you a house. I was like,
she literally said to me in the car the other day.
Not a white refrigerator.
Now I'm understanding
together.
What's yeah. happening.
You don't want a white refrigerator.
No.
If you think
I have
about
a
it,
white refrigerator and it's a Smeg, so
well,
Nene, sit down.
That one's cute, but
so
like,
yeah.
there's
Nene
a.
Nene leaks.
There's another kind
I
of white
get,
refrigerator.
No, I
with one line. She changed the course
the
of history.
Oh.
Because now you cannot have a white refrigerator in your home.
Correct.
It's
she did,
would you put a white refrigerator in your home?
No.
Oh,
that's
not
what
anymore.
Because
yep. then you got to get your shoes and get out. It's like a thing.
I get it.
Well, Nene should come to my house and see my white fridge.
Smeg is a different story.
Smeg is a different story.
Yeah. It's white.
It's a different story.
Okay, I see the love and the passion. It's
okay.
major
Certainly.
And it's deep.
Okay,
Certainly,
think
yes.
it's deep.
It's real deep.
Can you guys tell us about Roast Town?
God.
Oh, she gagged us. Oh, she gagged us.
That was a gag.
Oh, she gagged us.
You guys okay?
That gagged you.
That,
gagged you.
That really gagged her.
Gagged you,
I wasn't expecting
me.
The deep cut. Okay, no, how about you start?
You can't just like say that out of nowhere.
Come on.
It's our
that
podcast.
Was violent. Where does this start? Okay.
Okay.
Put yourself, I'm going to root you guys in the socioeconomical context that Rose Town
put
exists.
Put yourself in these shoes.
Okay.
We're in high school. Mm-hmm. The year is 2015, 2016.
Wow.
Bruno Mars.
We just, oh wait, God, I just literally was school. Crying.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Bruno Mars has just released his album, 24K Magic.
Yeah.
Okay?
Wow. It's very notable for us.
We mm-hmm. were all oh. very obsessed. Mm-hmm. And we, myself, Eden, and our friend Taryn, we would go to parties and they'd play those songs and we would do our choreographed dance that we had to those songs.
Ooh. Yeah. Hindsight 2020, it was very ridiculous. Very embarrassing.
Like, what is ridiculous,
silly.
Though?
It was actually, I, at the time, felt very cool.
We felt very cool. We liked to be the center of attention.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I love it.
And so I also, at that time, was, I became obsessed with, like, old music. Mm. 80s music.
I was about to say, I really like Orange Kingdom music. Really? Like Britney Spears.
Old,
remember that? Alanis Morissette.
Music. Ancient,
what's old?
Ancient.
Okay, I didn't mean to say old like that.
It's okay.
We're not that
80s
old,
and 90s.
Period. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Classic.
Yes. I became obsessed with New Jack Swing, if you're familiar.
Yeah, that's old to
okay.
me, too.
I don't hilarious. Know who that is, so I feel young.
I got you, babes.
I started learning how to make songs that sounded like New Jack Swing.
Boyz II Men.
Cool. On, like, Logic and stuff.
Oh, my God, I love Logic.
Yeah. I would play around and I'd have fun.
Playing on Logic.
And then one day I was like, well, we should be in a group. Like, we should make our own music.
Love it. Yeah.
And so we decided to make a song and a music video. The first song was Lord Have Mercy.
L-A-W-B.
Of course.
Now, do you remember this song? Could you just give us, like, a couple of bars?
We could.
Yeah, but will you?
But will we?
Okay, give us a beat.
Oh. Doom, 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 doom.
Lord have mercy. It's not your fault. You can't look as good as me.
That's a banger.
Actually, like, I should post about that song because it's a good song.
That's a banger.
So you guys have been friends a really long time. Have you ever had a really massive fight?
That's a great question.
Massive, no.
No.
Not like break up the group massive.
No.
Never.
No.
But you have fought.
Well, we've had like little
conversations.
It's always a discussion.
Over
and it
Snapchat.
Always that's a fun thing about us.
Over
that's
Snapchat.
That's a fun thing about us, and people are really gagged to hear that. We do all of our communicating over Snapchat, which is crazy. Insane. I know
that's crazy.
We know
it's like
crazy.
Snap each other back and forth?
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Full screens of text.
And if we're having a conversation like that, or if I have to vent, it's a photo of myself and then full screen of text.
That's you know what I like about that?
What
I like about that is I like to have a spat over text as well.
True.
Because then I am focusing on what exactly I want to say.
Exactly.
I can
in person,
delete
it's so much harder.
So much harder. Yeah. I'm not going to tell who it was, but somebody that I knew texted something out of pocket to somebody. And I'm like, okay, you're not used to texting. You can delete before you press in.
Yeah, you like, backspace a few times.
You can backspace. Yeah. And I think that's a lot smarter to have those conversations. Even when we get into disagreements, we apologize over text, and then we can actually look each other in the eye and then apologize in the eye. But I like to I like to communicate through text too. I think that's actually really smart.
And I recently learned that I have some form of this learning disability where
clean that up.
No, I'm not gonna clean it up. No,
it's
just
the truth.
Clean that up.
I don't.
Raven on disabilities.
That's crazy.
Clean that up.
Not here.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
I can't really clean it up because I don't know the name of it, but I'm getting to the point, which is I have a harder time hearing and retaining than I do with reading. So if I read something, I'll actually like absorb it and retain it. And if I hear it, I'm processing less than half of what's being said, which is why I have a podcast.
Yes. No,
but when we argue, if Raven says, I'm sorry to me in person, it actually doesn't
You only settle. Hear I'm.
Yeah, I yeah. only hear yeah. I'm. But then when she texts,
no, what she hears is I'm right. Or I'm saying you're right no. when I apologize.
When she texts it to me, I'm like, oh, she is sorry. And I get it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start snapping her. That's, yeah, exactly. that's the moral of that story. Yes. Yeah.
I'm sure you both have to re-download it because nobody has it.
Nobody has it anymore.
But us.
We are keeping Carlesia. That app afloat.
Yeah. We are.
With pride.
With pride.
And JoJo, you guys. JoJo Siwa kills it.
She's. Really? I have yeah. seen that, yes.
I have not seen
she's
it.
She's all over it.
Isn't it called a streak or something? When you're like
Would
really...
you like to know how many days we have?
Yes!
Oh my God. YouTube is probably check. Insane.
1,308 days.
Wow.
1,308.
And we've lost it multiple. You're right. We've lost it multiple times.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I have a question. Have I have a question
Me?
For you. Yeah. I have a question for you.
Finally.
So.
It's her moment.
It's not her cute yes. moment of excitement.
It's so cute.
Yes. Yes. I understand that feeling.
So I was never fortunate enough to be a Nepo baby.
Okay. Continue.
And I feel like you can kind of school me on that when yeah. it comes to the aircraft. Can you explain to me?
Okay, whoa, guys.
A little bit yeah. about that?
You're deep cutting. This is crazy.
No, we have to.
I'm confused.
Shout out to Laura, because Laura, yeah. our producer, is a beast when it
she's
comes to research.
Yeah. Laura!
She knows everything about you, including
oh, the aircraft.
She's going to be thrilled.
I just
she's
got that.
She's going to be very excited.
That
is crazy. Wild.
I feel That's like crazy. You should explain what it feels like to be a flight attendant Nepo baby.
Well, it's pretty huge. It's very nice. My mom's also been working what is it called? I'm
flight attendant.
She's been a flight attendant. She's a service director, actually.
Love that.
Yeah. She's like the in charge flight attendant on the flights.
Oh,
she's
wow.
been doing it for like 35 years.
Ooh.
She's long senior. Actually, which is something that is crazy is that now, once I turn 25, I don't get free. I don't get like her discount.
Oh, it's like insurance.
But my dad does, of course.
Yeah, yeah. The spouse always yeah. gets it.
Oh, really? I've been here just the same amount of time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, they need Obamacare. I argue
I'm more important, but whatever. I used to go to school in Montreal, which is like 5-hour drive away from Toronto.
That's in Canada. For
that's
those
in Canada,
who took,
guys.
Who took American school and don't know that, the geography.
No. But because I had my mom's discount, I would always fly, which bad for the environment, I know. But
you're like
I would
Taylor fly. Swift.
I'm like Taylor Swift in my private jet.
Period. Yeah.
So you probably never had flying anxiety.
No, never. Because really? My mom, not really, because my mom never did, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
That's We're scared lucky. Shitless.
Oh,
I get it, though.
Right?
I do get it. It makes
She'll
sense.
Laugh at me on the flights because I am like, I don't like a bump.
Yeah, no.
I don't like a bump.
We're very scared of planes, which yeah. are basically big birds. But you're actually scared of birds.
I hate birds.
Yes. I was scared
yeah, there's
of birds.
The turning point here.
I was around the age of 11. Knee high to a grasshopper.
Mm.
Oh, cute.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I moved to where I my
Wait, if you're knee high to a grasshopper,
yeah.
you are like extremely short.
Yeah.
It's just all hair. He was just all hair.
Yes.
You're like
this. With legs.
You're like this big.
Yeah. Yeah, little.
Wow.
Knee high.
Knee high.
That's what the saying goes. Yeah. I moved to where my parents live. Now, like 2 years into living there, like everything was going very, very well. One day I went to walk my dog.
He's going well. He's like,
it was going
he's
well.
This big. He's stumbling
the
up.
Dog is
yeah, I know. He's thriving.
I'm walking my dog.
You're like the size of a Tic Tac.
Yeah. Walking like, the dog can't. That's this big.
Oh my God.
I'm George Strings. Oh Did you okay. have that show?
Yeah, no, Stuart Little.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I'm walking my I'm half headphones in mm-hmm. and I feel something like this on my head.
Yeah, not good.
And I look up and it's a bird. And I'm like, oh my God. And I just like run away a little bit. And that was it. And I was like, okay, that was really, really weird.
That's
that
weird.
Has never
That's
happened
weird.
Before.
That was weird.
That's weird.
That has never happened before. Then I go with my family now to the marina. Nothing Ooh. Good happens at the marina.
Nothing good happens at the marina.
A seagull. Is over there.
Mm.
The seagull takes off, and I go like this.
Takes off.
And I went, oh,
oh no.
no.
What's begun?
And that is the moment I realized
yeah.
I have a bird anxiety. For years, I was paralyzed in my fear of birds. Like, if there was a pigeon, I had to cross the street.
It was bad. It was bad. We couldn't sit on a patio.
No, we couldn't sit on the patio because the pigeons would walk around the floor, and I can't do that. If we went to the beach, I had to be like face down on the blanket. Mm. Like, it was bad. Really, really bad. I had heard about hypnosis.
Oh.
And so I was introduced to my hypnotist. We have a conversation over the phone, and then she gives me a recording that I listened to. I'm riding my bike through this really, really busy street, and there's pigeons everywhere. Every time I would ride my bike through there, I would tense up. And if a bird flew by, it could get dangerous.
Danger for everyone.
So anyway, I listened to my recording, and the next day, I got on my bike, and I rode through that area.
One pedal at a time.
So calmly. Didn't even flinch. Sorry. And I got emotional. I was literally like, oh my God, like, that is so life changing. To be so in a corner about something, and to have that kind of be released from me in some way, shape, or form is
I'm really happy for you. I recommend.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you too.
I'm not cured. Like, we went to Italy like shortly after, I still was like, there was like a little, but. We were like walking through squares, and I was like totally fine.
We were able to sit on the patio, and there were birds around, and it was okay. We were fine. It
wasn't like phobias are real. It's wild when it starts to impact your life to that much of a level, and then you really are understanding that you're like waking up and thinking, how am I going to navigate my day to avoid this moment of fear? That's how I am with elevators, and it's intense.
No, it's major for it's major for her for elevators. Wow. Do you think hypnosis would actually work for you with elevators, babes?
Oh, I've tried it. And it
didn't.
I mean, the claustrophobia element for me is so deep. It's so deep. Like, I think I'll need a lot more than hypnosis. Maybe like a full lobotomy.
Hilarious. Oh,
yeah. I know that. Yeah.
Bring him back.
Thank you.
Let's try it.
Yeah.
Bring it back. Bring it back. I hate birds. I am named after one, which
This is true.
And it's funny because unlike Robin or Jay, it's like Raven is not really the first thing people think about when it comes to birds. You know what I mean? It's like you think of Edgar Allan Poe, but even still, that's a poem. You know it's about a bird. It's just weird. I don't know why I said that. My main question is... I'm not as good at segues as my wife is.
I'm really good at segues.
I suck at them.
That's why we're together.
I want to bring up something. When I was growing up, I worked pretty much my whole entire life.
No way.
There's receipts. And
I've heard about this. Yeah.
Wow.
That's so bad.
That's crazy.
Hold on.
Oh dear.
Amazon, thank you, Amazon. Thank you so much. Hey, Kevin. Just leave the clicker in the house, Kevin. All right, good to see you. Thumbs up. All right, bye, Kevin.
Kevin needs to go in there and install the thing. Has to install the thing.
Install what thing?
The Schneider. He has to do the Schneider.
He has to do the Schneider. Take your time.
Miranda has something to tell you.
Kevin, you need to get into the Schneider.
What are you doing?
Let's talk to Kevin.
Sorry, guys. I want to apologize for that. I told you we're getting a new house. Okay, what's happening?
Gather. Clean it up.
When I was younger, one of the things that I always wanted to do that I wasn't allowed to do was go to camp. And when I was on The View... I was on The View, there was a wonderful woman by the name of Robin who actually let me go to camp and teach art class.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That was so much fun. So can you please tickle my childhood fancy and tell me what camp is like? Because you used to be a counselor.
Yes, I was. For many years, I was a camper and a counselor all the way through. I went to an all-girls camp. It was like
my dream.
No, trust me.
Her dream too.
Trust me. But like, it was like the Girl Scouts equivalent in Canada.
Oh,
so we had like camps like that. So I went there as a kid, and then I graduated and I worked there for like 5 years, and it was I truly love it so much. Like, I would go back and work there now if I could.
But they
closed all our camps.
I really hated camp.
And that's okay. A lot of people did. Yeah, a lot of people do.
I hated camp.
She was the one that called her mom to pick
her up. Yes. And trust me, I had a lot of this. I was tasked to deal with those problem children.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I guess you would.
And I was good at it. Problem I was very good
child.
At it.
Problem child.
I had a lot of methods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I probably
would have
enjoyed you. You probably would have like calmed you. Me. I was just anxious. Yeah.
So here's my wife. She's how old are you in this camp? Like how old do you have to be under the age of 15?
Are you going to make us role play this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to know what you tell an anxious white girl who wants to go
always.
Home.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Trust me. I was very odd man out.
Well, here, watch. This is what I would be like. Hi, Eden. So I'm having some issues because, like, I have started getting this rash, and then my stomach is really hurting, and I'm also suffering from these migraines. And the problem is that the pollen, I'm really allergic to the pollen that's here. So I think I'm going to need to go home, and I'm probably going to need to call my mom immediately, and she can come. And if she can't come, then my dad will come. Okay. And the thing is no one cares about a refund, so it's fine. Just like I'm gonna have to be leaving.
What are you saying?
So, yeah.
Oh, my wife.
So,
money's not an issue.
Money's not an issue, and I understand that. I understand that parents can only come on Parents' Day weekend. But the thing is that I have to leave now, Eden.
Right.
So I'll be going now.
Okay. So there's important context pieces that I need here. What time of day is it? Is it
it's
lunchtime?
Definitely like,
is it nighttime, like before bed?
It's definitely like mid-morning. It's like 11.
Okay, yeah. So that's a program block time. So that's important to note.
Okay.
We're in the middle of probably doing an activity.
Yeah, yeah for sure.
Let's say we're on the canoeing program block, and you're reared and ready in your bathing suit and your life jacket, and you're like, yeah, I gotta go.
I gotta go.
Okay, well, like, totally. Like, so lunch is going to be around 12:30. How do you feel if we, like, could we maybe wait till 12:30? We can go to the office and call your mom after that? How do you feel? Maybe we could... do you want me to come in the boat with you? Like,
no,
maybe
see, I
fun.
Actually brought my cell phone with me, even though I wasn't supposed
cell
to.
Phone.
I already called my mom, and she's on her way now, so I just need help packing.
Oh, she's already on her way.
Just need help packing.
So in that case, I'd say...
You just need help with your bag.
Get the hell out of here.
You dealt with that so beautifully.
You
that
tried
was
your best.
Great.
Yeah,
you did a great job.
Yeah.
See, John is afraid to go to camp, and they would be, like, very angry at me. Like, go sit your little ass down. Nobody's going anywhere type.
Yeah.
That's what
some
I was afraid
people,
of.
Some of them were.
I'm happy that you took the nicer route.
I tried to. Yeah. I hope. If any of my campers watch this,
aww.
Tell everybody that I was nice.
We can tell you were nice. I just really did not like being told what to do.
Still doesn't.
Or yeah, I don't. But I am going to tell you two what to do.
Oh, perfect. Oh.
And that is reach your hand in that pot and pull out a topic.
There's so many topics in there.
There's so many
topics.
We don't want to hear about it.
There's so many topics. Just pick one.
No, you.
Eden, can you reach it?
Okay. I can't. I simply can't.
We can't.
She simply can't.
Can I pull it?
Yeah, bring it closer.
Okay, great. We're
gonna and don't be overwhelmed by the sheer volume of topics.
Oh my God, there's so many topics.
There's so many.
So many. Which one will you pick?
God, which one will I pick?
I think he'll pick exactly the right one.
Oh, I think that's a good one.
I hope this is.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it yet.
Oh, I looked.
You don't listen, hey.
I looked.
It's okay.
Guys, I looked.
It's okay.
Holy
look Jesus. Again.
Should I look now?
Yeah, you can look now.
Look now.
But pretend.
What?
work, yeah.
Do I say it?
Yes.
Or do I pass it to the next person?
Oh, pass
hilarious.
It to the next, pass it to the next person.
And what do I do?
I don't know. What
react.
Do you come up with it? Oh.
Good
job. Wow, good job.
You guys, the audience really wants to know.
Sorry, I'm kidding.
What is
you're
it?
Doing a great job.
So it just says Ix.
Ix! Oh, that handwriting is great. Good job, handwriting.
The topic is Ix.
I have an Ix with the word Ick. Because remember when that wasn't a word?
That's so true. Yeah. That's recent.
It's a new
it's
word.
Recent.
It's a new word.
That word and insurrection. Those are new words.
Whoa.
Those are new words.
Okay. Cut that, guys.
Okay, until that day, had you ever heard
never
that
heard
word before
never
in your life?
Never heard of it.
You're crazy.
Never.
Yeah, insurrection is a new word.
Okay.
Yeah,
I ate that.
It's a brand new word.
Well done.
Brand new. Yeah.
Well done. Ix. Do you have one? Or many?
Now, in what context?
Any.
In relationships?
Let's
in
start with relationships.
I feel like icks to me are like mean. But I more so have like things that I just really don't like.
So.
That I've like.
An ick.
Ick.
Yeah.
But I feel like an ick, I feel like the internet has made me believe that an ick is like superficial.
Oh, okay. So you
whereas
go
mine
deep, you
are
wanna, you
a
have
little
deep hatred.
Yeah. Yes. Mine are more like ugh.
Okay. Let's do ugh.
Ugh.
One time I make videos.
Oh,
on social
that's
media.
Cool.
Never seen them.
One time I went on a date with this guy and I asked him why. This was like our third date, and
I asked him why he doesn't ask me about my job or like what I do. Mm. And he goes, oh, well, you know that that's because I just don't really find you all that funny, right? So honestly. Nonchalantly.
Hey, it's honest.
I was like, I was shocked. That gagged me. And so I don't like unsupportiveness, like or like envy. Mm. I think that's like an ick that I've experienced so many times in past relationships that just kind of gross me out.
Mm-hmm. Wow, are you mad that we haven't asked you what you've done or talk about?
No.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Oh my
just
god.
Make
no.
Sure you're okay with it.
No, because no, I just kidding? Don't find you that funny.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
You know.
We didn't want to tell you. We didn't want to.
We didn't want to tell you.
We didn't want to tell you.
I understand though what you're saying about icks, and I heard somebody once say when it comes to relationship icks that if you genuinely like the person you're in a relationship with, you won't have an ick.
Yeah.
That their little moments or them chewing or whatever is not actually going to ick you. And I think the definition of ick that we're all kind of dancing around is something that somebody does that is so icky to you that you no longer can be around them. So in a relationship, it's like, oh, it's tainted how you now see this person, and therefore it's like the chewing is so bad I can't be with them, and then you break up. But if you love the person, you'd like, you know, close your goddamn mouth and let's move on.
Yeah.
Like,
it's funny, I don't take icks to the point where I can't be around the person.
Yeah,
for
I've
me,
never felt that.
I take icks of like, I don't like toes, okay?
Interesting.
Ick.
And everybody got toes.
I feel like an ick is like, it's something that gives you secondhand embarrassment.
I feel that's kind of what
I think
I
that's
thinking.
What a lot of people think of it as.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of felt that like, if something gives you secondhand embarrassment, 9 times out of 10, that says more about you than it does about them. Like, if somebody's dancing in public, they feel confident enough to dance in public, you're the one that has the problem with that.
You sure?
Yeah. That's true.
Some people can't dance.
That's true.
And that is true.
So is that about me or they didn't go to Millennium Dance Studio?
That's also, I call
that. Go
saying.
Yeah, you gotta go to Millennium.
I call that the idiot shivers. Like there are some, because no, there are moments like where people will do something and I get that secondhand, that cringe. And then I get like the actual idiot shivers. It like feels like that. And I'm like, ooh, that's hard for me. But you guys, okay. Because I genuinely got an ick, like a big, bad ick. Someone I dated once used to do this thing called...
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I'm
called
so
squirrel dick.
I gotta go.
Hey, okay. This
I cannot wait to hear about this.
You guys are amazing.
Maybe why? Just tell me all about
why
it.
Why are you calling it that, and what is it?
Does it poke out a little bit? Does it go like this?
What? It gave me the biggest... Hold on. I'm gonna get there. It gave me the biggest ick, and he did it. One time, and I was
what
like,
"You mean did it?
It's an action. This is an action."
Well, he did it more than once, squirrel dick. But when he did it the first time, I was like, "We're done." Like I, it
can
just,
you please tell me what it is?
Yeah,
right
now, I'm dead. I want to find
go,
out.
Go, go,
so
go, go.
He would push his dick up against
the
shower door, which was glass,
and then
it looked like. What he thought was a squirrel, like, because the balls, and it was pushed and flat, and kind of like when you push your face up, and then he'd be in the shower, and he'd go, squirrel dick!
Okay, oh, okay, okay.
Okay. I was brushing my teeth, and he did that the first time. I had no idea what was happening, but he just screamed it, and I was like, we're done.
Like, you're done.
And
you're done.
And you're done.
Did you break up? Like,
no, she stayed there
easy?
For 3 more squirrel dicks.
No,
obviously.
I started. I literally, there were a few more squirrel dicks, but let me tell you, after him was the time that. Then I dated women. After.
Okay. So that like, makes a lot of sense to me.
It was like.
You guys,
it was a big ick.
Is squirrel dick. An ick is squirrel dick.
Here's the thing, like,
that's extenuating circumstances, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
And just,
squirrel dick.
Like, penises can be funny, right?
Yeah.
Like, they, like, I believe that. What the problem is...
You believe
that?
I will proudly say on this podcast...
Oh, yeah, please.
But the problem was... He had a terrible punchline.
True.
It's just saying squirrel dick. Like, find a better punchline.
What would
that's
have made
my
that
problem
more funny?
I don't know.
That's
I don't know.
I'm trying to visualize one squished up. It's like turtle head. It's like.
it's just like, it's awkward turtle. Like, that.
Literally.
Like, it's that
literally.
Type of humor.
But, like, I don't want to hear
that's so gross.
I don't want to see a dick up against a pane of glass and then have like turtle time, squirrel dick, turtle
that's
head.
And that's completely valid.
Awkward turtle. No. Like, no.
Like, that doesn't.
I think we've. Like we've just like gone to the top of the mountain of ick.
That is the peak.
We can we cannot be topped.
No. Well, if we're talking about sexual icks,
you have sexual icks.
You can go into sexual icks. That's a sexual ick.
Interesting.
I guess it is.
That's a whole other topic.
That's a whole other topic.
I have a list of a few icks. Everyone can tell me if this would give them the ick.
Like this.
So if you saw someone doing this, chasing after a ping pong ball. Would you have the ick?
These are the ones that I was thinking of that I see like on TikTok. I saw one, side note, I saw one on TikTok where somebody said this is their ick, was they were filming their boyfriend underwater, like walking through the water, and their legs just, his legs just looked silly. And they were like, this is an ick.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that sounds stupid.
I guess.
That's kind of
it
stupid.
Did look silly, but that's just funny.
I saw that video. Yeah. I disagreed.
That's silly.
Yeah.
But this is the vibe.
So
this
it wouldn't give
I
you
thinking.
The ick.
I do that. So
yeah.
You run after ping pong balls?
I can't
that.
Play ping pong, so I am often running after a ping pong
ball.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys, I need you to stop, because I'm as a 40-year-old, I don't fucking understand. Why would that even be?
It's
you
like
have
the,
to get
it's
the
like
ball.
It's like the desperation, I think, people think. Like, the like
it's,
scrambling to like get
it's
some.
Like the same thing as like when you see like an adult running with a backpack on. You're just kind of like, ooh. And you're
why?
Like, yeah, I know. And
I literally wear backpacks all the time.
See, this
Raven.
Is, Raven is the logic here.
Raven doesn't
that,
get
I
it.
I know what you mean.
Yes.
Whereas like, that doesn't actually make sense that somebody would find that.
That's the thing.
I'm just too old for this.
Okay, what about referring to oneself in third person?
That's an ick.
Yeah, I feel that.
No, that's just, you're a psychopath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do that? He's like, but he literally is like, Bowman doesn't have a problem.
Bowman doesn't have a problem. And Bowman thinks.
Bowman thinks penises can be
Bowman
funny.
Bowman thinks penises can be funny. It is an ick. That is icky.
Yeah, it's icky.
Okay. One place that we see a lot of icks, social media.
Truly.
Especially in some captioning.
Oh.
So I'm going to read you guys some. I'm going to read you
this
some captions.
This is a good one. This is a good one.
Well, captions on social media.
I know what that is.
Yeah.
So I am. So I'm going to read you some captions, and you guys tell me if these give you the ick.
Please.
I'm just a boy with a crush on you.
I'm just a boy with a crush on you.
Oh my God, are you? Was that your caption?
The pride.
That caption?
That's a Britney Spears.
You wrote that, didn't you? I think you wrote that. I think
that's
your caption.
Wait,
I think she's going to read our caption.
Oh my God.
And you're sick. Whoever did this. Whoever did this is sick.
Here's another one.
Is that an ick?
I didn't even catch that, but clearly I said it, I meant it.
Eden's a smarty pants. When your heart's against my chest, your lips pressed to my neck, I'm falling for your eyes,
oh my
but
God,
they don't
that's
know
Facebook,
me yet.
I think that's really bad. That's an ick, and
you
I think that one's mine.
You have to delete that.
I need to go
Wait,
delete
why?
That. That's an Ed Sheeran lyric. Bad, really bad, really bad.
When your heart's against my chest.
Oh, Raven's face is beautiful.
I'm falling for your eyes.
That's an Ed Sheeran lyric.
What's the matter with that?
Because it's an Ed Sheeran lyric.
Ed Sheeran's not good?
He's
a fantastic songwriter.
You know what? There's on social media.
Am I too old?
On social media, earnestness does not fare well with time. So like,
I agree.
Explain that
when
a little bit better for me.
So
please.
Like in high school, when we're writing our captions based on, you know, song lyrics that we just we really relate to.
Yeah.
Now looking back on that, that's a little icky. That like when I was 13, what was I going through that I needed
that
to write
I
that?
Don't I did not relate to that.
That
exactly.
I'll tell you that for sure.
Yeah, I had Alanis Morissette. I can go back to Jagged Little Pill and thrive still.
Raven just lives in her own land of icks is what we're all discovering.
Yeah,
sometimes love is not enough when the road gets tough.
I don't know why. Keep making me laugh. Let's go guide high.
We were born to die. Please don't tell me that's a Nick.
That's not icky.
Thank you.
But if you saw the photo, you'd gag.
Period. Right. Now, it is about the photo. I understand.
The
photo
combination, because you know it's a selfie where he's going. Like that. Yeah.
Your eyes turn from green to gray in the winter. I'll hold you in a cold place.
So, hey, that's another Ed Sheeran lyric.
Okay,
what were you for Ed Sheeran?
I don't know what I was doing.
What's going on?
You were in your feels.
What I did. What did I do? I was really obsessed.
Clearly.
You were in your. My eyes change colors.
Mine do
so,
too.
So you could write that earnestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ernest.
There you go.
Yours
and
don't.
You could write it about me. Mine do. Certainly
not. It was not Ernest. Understood. No.
We are the reckless. We are the wild youth.
Was that you? That was not me.
That was me, I'm pretty sure.
What is that from?
That's so bad. So cringe. I can't.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
Show Raven the photos.
See, you should have started this way. Now I get it. I'm just
so
a boy
crazy.
With a crush on you with that face. Yes, that's cringe. I get it now.
We are the reckless. We are the wild youth. Meet my twin.
No, please don't.
See, this is, I need it with the picture.
No.
I needed it with the picture.
Ew!
I get that.
Your eyes turn from green to gray in the winter.
Oh my God, they're just making
that doesn't
fun
even
now.
Make sense.
They're just making fun of me now.
That doesn't even like go together.
Oh my God.
That face needs to go to jail. No, that's illegal.
I think this one anymore. Should be. I'm just a boy with
this?
A crush on you.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. I'll take that.
Oh my God.
But see, I wish I had known that there were.
Why
pictures
with
to go
the
with.
Coral reef?
I really like the foreground.
So that was in Bermuda.
The stone.
And I did, guess I decided to stand behind a big rock.
It looks you like guys. You're holding your squirrel dick.
These,
yeah.
You don't.
It literally does.
I'll tell you something about a squirrel dick.
That's the time capsule.
He's like this.
Eden, this is the cutest face ever.
Yeah, you look cute.
Who do you think this cute. Was about?
What like, is that who, one? Which one's that?
Your eyes turned from green to gray in the winter. I'll
it's
hold you.
It's not
in the
about and anyone.
You're
it was
also
about
like,
me.
Hey.
Right.
You're like the like, most happy.
It was about me.
Happy.
It was about me.
Hilarious.
It was about me.
Stupid.
Oh, you were in love.
No, I
with
wasn't,
me.
Though.
With
I
me.
Wasn't at all.
With me.
Okay.
That's, in love. That's something I would have done back in the day.
Eden, at that's any... So bad. Were, during this time in your life...
Yeah. It's because she's an only child.
Did you have... Okay.
Jesus.
Did you have tattoos?
Stop.
Did you have tattoos?
That was...
No,
you ate
this
that.
Was like... That was really like good. Probably 14.
But this was after the tramp stamp that
you
was the skull that was
airbrushed on you.
Guys,
was that,
what?
The
was
what?
That talking about?
That was after the airbrush, right?
The what?
This is after that, right?
That was after it.
Tell us about it.
The school fair.
It maybe or I'm maybe gagged. Wouldn't have given
I don't
it.
Think I know that.
That's crazy. I feel like I'm going to cry. That's crazy.
Don't cry.
No, I won't.
Just tell us the story.
I went, oh my God, I went to a Christmas bazaar is what mm-hmm. it was called. Like a Christmas market at a elementary school with my friend and her dad.
That's
and
an
they
ick.
Were giving airbrush tattoo. What is that's an ick. Oh, that's
the way you said dad.
That's an
dad.
Ick.
Oh, that's an ick. And they were give there was like a booth that gave out airbrush tattoos. And yes, was I 10 years old? Yes. Did I say I want the skull and crossbones that's sunset red to orange? Yes. Do I want it on my lower back?
Yes
I do. Did I get it in front of everybody that was there?
Yes,
there
she
was
did.
A crowd of the 10-year-old getting a tramp stamp at the Christmas bazaar.
That's my kind of lady.
That is crazy.
That
I
is
don't
crazy.
Even know how you found that. That's insane.
Eden, that's crazy.
And I remember I went to my Girl Scout meeting a couple days later with it, and I like was feeling so like
cool. So
and
baby
my
girl.
Shirt was like coming up, and I was like, "Yeah, yeah, you see that, right?" Yeah, and the other girls were like, "Ugh," and
aww.
I was like,
"Yeah." So I quickly want to talk about what you guys do online.
Do
you yeah. guys do
Charmin or Scott?
Yeah,
Charmin
for
yeah.
sure.
For sure. So you make videos together.
Yeah.
What's that process like?
I'm the idea machine. When it comes to, like, the video, like, mm-hmm. the concepts. Mm-hmm. And then I tell Eden to come over.
Love that.
He has, like, a whole note full of ideas. And he'll write out just, like, lines that we will say in the video. And he just sits there and goes, he points at himself. I'm saying this. Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
It'll be like,
nah, 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 nah.
So I'm going to do music. Oh.
Yeah.
Do you love that?
Oh.
I love that.
Yeah.
And that's how we figure out our lines.
That's fair.
That feels
that's fair.
Yeah.
What you were just doing right now. You sounded a little Courtney-ish.
That's all yeah. Courtney.
So Courtney. It's seriously.
Court. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just yeah. flat.
Why do you think they are your inspiration?
The Kardashians?
Yeah.
I think that they are the reality TV that I don't get. They are the one show that I do think is fake, because if me and my family had a reality TV show, we'd all be talking about what we were going to go film the next day. Like
that's true.
Like the Real Housewives, they show up and have to like defend their character nonstop.
Yeah, they do.
And the Kardashians are just like hanging out. I think that's funny. And actually, we've been making these videos since 2020, mm-hmm. and people would come up to me way back then and be like, "Oh, you're the Kardashian guy." But we were not in my head.
Yeah, it wasn't really.
I was doing the Real Housewives. I wasn't doing the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. And then one day, Eden was like, "We should do this in a Kardashian voice."
Did I actually say that?
Yeah.
Look at you, producer. That was smart, Eden.
Yeah. I was like, "I don't know that I can." And then she said, "Bible."
Bible.
And then I was like, "Oh my God, let's try it."
Yeah.
And so we tried it, and gosh, did that change our lives.
The birth.
Yeah. You guys, let's toast.
Yeah. Oh, mine's done.
Oh. Cheers to
the
X.
Boom.
None of you ick me.
None of you ick me either. So today we are toasting.
Toasting time!
To Bridger Peabody.
What up, Bridger?
A 3-year-old called Bridger Peabody was in the care of his great-grandmother, Sharon Lewis.
Hey, Sharon.
While his family was at the hospital with his sister.
Ooh.
A lot of things going on here. Oh, when they arrived home, Sharon suffered a serious fall, hitting her head on a cement step.
Oh, God.
Unable to reach for her phone for help, she turned to Bridger. Despite being scared
of... Where is this going?
Where is this going?
Oh, my gosh.
Despite being scared of the dark, Bridger followed her instructions and made his way to the backyard where the phone was inside a parked car.
Yes, Bridger. Oh,
video footage captured him bravely repeating, "Don't be afraid," to himself. Aww. As he climbed into the car to retrieve the phone and bring it back to his great-grandmother, who was then able to call for help.
Oh,
she
God.
Told the news, "If Bridger wasn't there, I don't know what I would have done."
Oh, Bridger.
Wow. He's 3, you guys.
Guys, that is what a 3-year-old... That is correct.
That is how you were at 3.
Raised right.
I will say
so
this. I think
cute.
I think a lot of people underestimate the power of a child. Sometimes they want to baby them so much. Don't let them. But like, if you treat that child like a human,
truly,
they will act like a human. If you treat them like a baby, they will act like a baby.
Truly.
Bridger is going to be a fireman. He is going to be out here saving people. And especially with that first experience, a traumatic experience, and he had to build himself up to get in that car, His confidence is going to be crazy. I can't wait to see what Bridger.
Or he could be deeply traumatized and end up becoming like an addict who can't function in his life because he was so deeply scarred by that event.
There is that.
And then he's anxious, depressed, and turns to drugs to cope.
Ick.
Wow.
Right.
You guys,
I was going to say that.
Thank you so much for coming onto this podcast, you guys.
Thank you for having
us.
It was
much.
Such a pleasure
so
really to hang out with you guys.
And, hey, do you guys have anything you want to plug?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we do. Well, you can follow me at Bowmanizer everywhere. You can follow Eden at...
Edenizer.
Edenizer. That's what I was going to say.
It should be.
It should be. Eden.Graham.
Love it.
First last.
And you can tune into Made for TV, streaming on Crave in Canada and Roku in the United States.
Tell us about the show.
The show is really silly and really dumb in the best way possible. It follows me. I test out different reality TV genres every episode.
Ooh.
And it gets silly. Eden's there too.
I'm there for the ride.
She's there for the ride.
It's a party.
Tune in. If you want to be razzle-dazzled.
We love a razzle dazzle. Was this always the goal?
TV?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Since when?
Yeah. Since the Roast Town days, since I was a kid. Like, my mom would, after Christmas dinner, before dessert, she would put on the Anna Martinez Family Christmas Show.
Wow, specific.
And it was like our version of SNL, where we would do skits and put on shows. And then eventually I met my stepsister, Alyssa, and then we would make videos together. And then eventually I met Eden, and then I wanted my own TV show. So then I made Eden be a part of my own TV show called Read It and Weep.
Wow.
And then I went to university and studied radio and television. And then I had an internship at Crave, and now I have a TV show on Crave.
Are you
That's
writing?
So cool.
Yeah.
You write?
I do write.
Yes. What are your titles on the show?
I was story editor and executive producer.
Yes, yes. You too can follow your dream and make it there.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yes. Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Make sure to like, follow, subscribe, and do all the other things you have to do so you keep up with us on Tea Time, because we need you to listen and watch and do all that stuff. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.